Layla, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to talk to you.
Can you tell me about your business in downtown Albany?
My business is called The Yard Hatchet House and Bar. It's an indoor yard. That's the best description I could give it because that's how the idea came to mind. At the yard, we have a really cool bar. We have a large indoor turf to play lawn games on. And then we also have four cages for axe throwing. What I was attempting to do with it was capture that feeling of fun that you have in your own backyard, but to bring it inside. And so there's elements within the yard that make you feel like you're kind of in the outdoors. I have a wall with 100 living plants, so there's like a lot of green space. My bar is designed to look like a bunch of firewood stacked. In addition to plenty to do, it's a fun space to hang out because there's a lot of interesting things to look at.
You mentioned axe throwing, and I have to say, I've actually been to the yard, and my husband and I did some axe throwing, and it's a great way to kind of get out some pent-up aggression. Where did you come up with the idea of doing axe throwing, and what reaction do you get from people? Every time I tell someone about axe throwing, they're like, "What? You can actually do that?"
Right. Yeah. So people are always surprised that you can go to a place, especially a place that has alcohol, and throw axes. The idea really came to me about 4 years ago. Axe throwing had started to become a thing in other areas in the country, but nothing local. I've been a lawyer for 15 years. So I was in private practice. I had my own firm, and I was just very unhappy in my profession, having nothing to do with who I was practicing with. It's just you get older and you sort of re-examine life and what do you want to do and what are you not doing that is currently not making you happy, right? So I had this idea for axe throwing and I thought it would be a lot of fun and something interesting to bring to downtown, especially because at that particular time, there was a lot of conversation about trying to revitalize downtown to make it a place where people wanted to return to live, instead of just making it sort of a place that people went to go to work and then go home. Downtown Albany has always suffered from a lack of things to do, so I wanted to try to fill that void because you're not really going to get people to want to live someplace if they don't feel like they can easily go and have something to do nearby. Over time, that idea kind of expanded because I didn't want to just make it about axe throwing. I wanted to make it about things that people don't really have access to when they live in like a downtown area. People don't have access to backyards. So I wanted to try to capture that and bring in those elements to downtown Albany, where you could walk into my space in February and still have outdoor fun, but inside.
You're not only in a residential neighborhood, but you're also operating in the state capitol where people are dealing with some pretty heavy issues. I can't think of any better way to unwind after a long day of lobbying lawmakers or trying to change policy than coming and throwing some hatchets at a wall.
Right. Well, I will say we do get a lot of legislators and their staff into the yard. It was probably in the lead up to the budget because it was an odd night. It was like a Wednesday, which is normally like a quiet night for us. And suddenly we had like just people kind of calling and wanting to come in to throw some axes. And long story short, in the course of their visit, I found out that they were up at the Hill in the legislature and they needed to come and blow off some steam. So to your point, yes, it's a very good way to relieve stress and just get out some overall aggression because, the past year has just been just tumultuous and terrible for so many people.
And it's been tumultuous and terrible for businesses, particularly businesses like bars and places where people gather. How were you able to weather this past year?
Initially I was shut down from March until June. In that time, I wasn't sure that we were ever going to really be able to reopen. I certainly understand the state's desire to bring everything to a pause, assess the situation, and kind of figure out what can we safely do. But it was a very terrible period in that time when I had no idea what was going to become of my business, because I opened the yard on the heels of that shutdown. My grand opening was March 13th. The shutdown came March 16th. So for me, you know, this was everything that I had. I mean, I had worked on this for 3 years, and then to suddenly have it yanked away from me over something that I had no control over or nothing to do with. So I would say between March and June, there was a period where I was just trying to figure out what I was going to do once we could reopen, if we could reopen. You know, I had a lot of alcohol and nothing to do with that alcohol. So I make ice cream at home. I really like ice cream. So in this time period when everybody's home baking, I'm making ice cream and thinking about my bar and all the alcohol behind it that I can't do anything with. So I started putting it in my ice cream and then just slowly kind of created these recipes with alcohol and created this brand called Boozy Moo, and it's alcohol infused ice cream. So the way that I got the yard reopened in phase two, when really all you could do as a bar is takeout and outdoor seating, was I drew people in with this ice cream because it was a whole new brand. It, you know, downtown Albany doesn't have a lot of ice cream options, and there's certainly nowhere in the area where you can just walk in and get alcohol infused ice cream. So that brand, that Boozy Moo brand, is what saved me in the summer, because that carried me through June, July, and September. And it helped people recognize not only this new interesting brand, but to come in and see the yard. Because once you come into the yard and you see it, you want to stay. And if you can't stay, you want to come back. And then September, October were steady and okay. And then, you know, in November, we went into that holiday wave, that holiday surge. I thankfully could stay afloat. I was fortunate that I got some of the SBA disaster relief, and I was able to take advantage of some of the grants that were provided by the SBA and the City of Albany and Capitalize Albany. So that was helpful. But, you know, to weather this storm, I had to do a lot of things by myself. I didn't really have any staff because they were at home and they didn't feel comfortable coming back to work or what have you. Also, financially, it was hard to kind of try to bring in staff when you're only partially operating. So I got through it through the support of, you know, friends, family, you know, ingenuity on my part, just to try to do something with my bar under the conditions that I had to operate in. And then, you know, came January, and January we started to see improved sales and things were starting to kind of improve overall because vaccines were rolling out and all of that. And then suddenly in February, the liquor authority came in and started shutting down all of the axe throwing bars, telling the bars that axe throwing has never been permitted during the pandemic, which came as a complete shock because I had been operating by that point for 8 months. The SLA knew what my business model was, and they had been into my space to do a COVID check and had given me high marks and basically said, you know, you're compliant. So to then be told in February that in fact, no axe throwing is permitted was a bit of a shock. I was shut down for about 3 weeks, but it wasn't just solely me. I mean, they had gone to any bar that had axe throwing and kind of told them the same thing.
How were you able to resolve that? Were you ever able to get them to change their determination, or did you just remain shut down during that entire surge period?
When they had said no more axe throwing, the only thing I was operating at that time was my bar and, you know, my drink and food service. Outside on my patio, I had constructed these greenhouses that each have a different theme. So all winter long, I had been running these greenhouses, which are essentially private party rooms. So I could still operate the greenhouses, which that was a godsend because they're very popular.
They're absolutely beautiful. I mean, I saw them when I visited your place, and all I could think of was I want to get my five best girlfriends together and get a bottle of Prosecco and drink in those greenhouses. Yeah. They're beautifully decorated. So ingenious.
Thank you. Yeah, I was able to operate in that respect. But what I was doing in that 3 week period was, you know, when the SLA came to me and said, you're not permitted to do axe throwing, and I asked them to tell me what they were basing that on, they had pointed to some of Governor Cuomo's executive orders, which when you looked at them, those orders were not saying what we were told they were saying. So essentially what I did is I hired an attorney And I sued them because I have no problem with common sense restrictions. But I just think it's wrong to kind of come in, especially 8 months into things, and to say, oh, you can't be doing this and you were never allowed to do this, when clearly that wasn't the case. So I sued them, and I think I sued them on a Friday in federal court. And then on Tuesday, I received word that the governor's office was reversing course and essentially saying that, yes, you can do axe throwing. It'll be allowed to resume on March 5th. And if you want to do axe throwing, then here's the guidelines to do that. But the frustrating thing about that is all of the guidelines they had issued, we were already doing. We had been doing that for 8 months. So it was incredibly frustrating. It was incredibly expensive, you know, not only to hire an attorney to pursue our right, but the revenue loss. And it was just a nightmare. Those 3 weeks were another period of uncertainty that I had to contend with. Axe throwing resumed on March 5th. And so now you can come into the yard and we're open for all of our activities. You know, of course, we operate in pursuant to the guidelines. And, you know, I've always had strict enforcement of those guidelines. And I think that's one of the reasons why I've never had a single case of COVID traced back to the yard. I've never been infected, and none of my staff. So I encourage people to come and check out my place. But of course, you know, I am going to enforce the COVID rules.
Well, I want to go back to Boozy Moves for a second, because I think that deserves a little bit more attention. Delicious. And I just want to know if you can tell our listeners what some of the flavors are and what's your favorite.
My personal favorite is the one called Samurai Futaba. I'm partial to that because that was one of the first ones that I made, and I really like ginger. So that one is a ginger ice cream with Japanese whiskey. It's a great Japanese whiskey. So if you're partial to ginger, I would definitely recommend that one. I have one called Dublin Double Chocolate, and that's Guinness and Jameson whiskey. I have a Kentucky Butter Pecan, and that's a butter pecan with Kentucky bourbon. I have one called Drunken Baker, and that's a vanilla vodka with cookie dough. I have a strawberry one that is strawberry, Saint Germain, and gin. That's quite nice, very refreshing, you know, for something for spring or summer. At this point, I probably have about 14 flavors on my menu, and I do seasonal flavors. So right now I'm working on one that'll probably be released in about a week or so. And that one is going to be called Tipsy Smurf. And that's a Smurf ice cream. So that's based on, you know, if you remember Smurf ice cream as a kid, it was like a blue raspberry marshmallow. Mm-hmm. And this one will be a blue raspberry marshmallow vodka.
Amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to getting maybe some pints brought home for me because I tried the Kentucky bourbon one, the
butter pecan with Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah, that one was amazing. And the float, we had a float with Guinness, and just delicious stuff. Tell me what's in the future for you and your business.
Well, I mean, you know, the yard is here to stay. I think if I could sustain that 1 year of pandemic and keep my business afloat, I think I'll be okay. In terms of my other business, Boozy Moo, that one is growing pretty quickly. You can find it soon in Del Mar's Farmers Market. I have been invited to attend some other farmers markets and showcase it there. So I'll post an announcement about that once the details are final. You can also get it from my website, boozymoo.com.
Well, congratulations on, you know, weathering the past year and on the success of the business. And I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was great to talk to you.